Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a bona fide jazz visionary, vibraphonist and composer Jay Hogard. That was the tune Sonny's Themes off his 1990 CD, The Little Tiger. He was born in Washington, D.C. and was raised in Mount Vernon, New York, and he has been at it in the jazz world for over 40 years. He has always been recognized as an innovator on the vibes, and we love them around here. This cat draws on traditional and contemporary music vocabulary to develop new directions for the vibraphone. So at the age of 15, he had a dream that he was going to play the vibes, and his dad went out and rented him a set. He would go on to major at the renowned World Music Program at Wesleyan University, and from there he would tour Europe, play Carnegie Hall, travel to Tanzania, and on, and then he would relocate to New York City in 1977 and take the city by storm. To date, he has recorded 22-plus CDs as a leader and over 50 as a collaborator. And Jay has also traveled the globe. He's received critical praise everywhere he's been and given all kinds of brass for his prowess. The cool thing about these jazz cats are the goodwill that they spread. He led a quintet on an extensive tour sponsored by the United States government to North Africa, the Middle East, and India. And he's performed in a special concert collaboration environment with vibraphone masters Lionel Hampton, Milt Jackson, Tito Puente, and the great Bobby Hutcherson, and he's played with so many others. There are just too many to name. These days, he's getting back to his roots, so to speak. He's an adjunct full professor of music at his alma mater, Wesleyan University. And for over 20 years, he has been the director of the jazz orchestra and has taught and mentored hundreds of students. He's keeping the good vibes going on and on and on. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the vibes with cats like Peter Schlamm taking care of business, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of jazz for your listening enjoyment and plenty of vibes. From a friend of the show, a legend, and one that is always very welcome around here, here's Sonny Rollins in 1964 with Travelin' Light as we keep loading up the music.
Sonny Rollins. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
Thank you.
That was New York-based saxophonist and composer Seamus Blake with the 2007 tune Go off his CD called Sun Soul. This champ of the modern jazz scene is well known for his sophistication, bold improvisations, and sheer swagger. For over 24 years, he has been getting the great reviews. It all began when he was born in England and raised in Vancouver, Canada. At 21, as a student at the Berklee College of Music, he was asked to record with legendary drummer Victor Lewis. After graduation, he moved to New York, where he rapidly established himself on the New York jazz scene. Today, as a leader and co-leader, he has released 16 albums and been a sideman on over 70, and nothing is slowing him down. From the eclectic jazz cat, named after the Egyptian god of the sun, and also known as composer, bandleader, piano, and synthesizer player, poet, and philosopher, this is Sun Ra with his space-age cosmic jazz philosophy on the tune I Cover the Waterfront, live in 1977 off the CD In Some Far Place, Roma. Next on this far-out episode of Neon Jazz, kids. Thank you.
17th year. It's me on jazz, Joe Dimino, and I am Wadada Leo Smith telling you that to open up your heart and head.
Thursday, Friday is what I count down every week till our day. Oh, the way you make me feel like a bird, not a care in the world. You make life light and funny, warm and fuzzy. This day
That was the Brooklyn-based jazz outfit with one of the coolest names going, the Jazz Thieves, with the cut Friday off their newest 2016 CD, Elegy. So this group is aptly described as delivering personal and evocative lyrics, passionate and soulful improvisation, and thoughtful, wide-ranging originals, seeking to revitalize jazz by reconnecting to its roots as they were inspired by their heroes Duke Ellington, Tom Waits, Bill Withers, and Ray Charles to revive the fire and fervor of the 70s soul, 50s R&B, church gospel, and Delta blues, and all the while uniting it with jazz improvisation and imagination. But don't take my word for it. John Gray of the Jazz Thieves has some thoughts during a recent interview with Neon Jazz.
I want, you know, someone who is not into music that much, or someone who's never listened to jazz or never gone to a jazz concert in New York, to be able to hear my music and say, oh, okay, that's something that I feel. You know, we really work on our connection to our audiences, you know, in that way. You know, I feel like it's a good way to have some crossover success.
From the extremely talented saxophonist, composer, performer, educator, and scholar, Steve Lehman, this is the tune Fumbaugh Rebel off the 2007 CD Artificial Light on this very real and lit up episode of Neon Jazz. Thank you.
This is jazz singer Carrie Johnsrud, and you're listening to Kansas City's very own Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the great Canadian jazz pianist, composer, and vocalist Jillian Lebeck with the 2003 tune Longing for Longing off the CD Living in Pieces. Jillian is a leading voice on the Canadian jazz scene that is very rich with talent. This album is her debut recording and spent several weeks in the number one position on the National Chart Attack radio charts. She came from the prestigious Berklee College of Music and has gone on to give the jazz with some really heavy cats, like legendary jazz saxophonist Joe Lovano and New York pianist Bill Charlap. She has toured and thrived well, and there is nothing stopping her now. From the Denmark free jazz outfit known as the All Ear Trio, this is the 2007 tune Conversation with Miss Cute off the 2007 CD Boiler. As the conversation continues, kids.
Saxophonist Chris Allen, please check out my new record, Beloved, on Truth Revolution Records, and enjoy all the great music spun right here with Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. We'll be right back.
That was a man backed by a mighty 10-10. That was the great band leader Phil Norman with the tune Robin's Nest in 2008 off of Totally Live at the Cantilena Jazz Club in memory of Bob Florence. From the great mind of guitarist, composer, and arranger Greg Ullman, joined by the Typical Sisters, this is the 2016 tune Village Idiot off their CD simply called Typical Sisters. Go figure. Again, that was Greg Ullman's Typical Sisters giving you a bit of the Village Idiot. And we may have fallen into a theme here. Following the Village Idiot is going to be the tune Humpty Dumpty from the great Mark Mookin, a Triptease Volume 3 CD circa 2012. Thanks for tripping and falling into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that knows how to put the tape on the Humpty Dumpty to get it back on the jazz wall, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
Reach out, let us know what you think. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.